Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
How may I help you?
I recently got a phone call to tell me that I needed to be quarantined due to being in contact with someone. And they were supposed to send me a letter in the mail regarding, me quarantining for like a school excuse and a job excuse. And I never received it.
Okay. So you were contacted by letter?
I was contacted by phone.
By phone from someone at the Department of Public Health?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let me see. Let me get that information for you. Okay. Can you hold on for me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you, ma'am. And when did you receive that call?
Let me pull up my phone. It was from Bianca, and it was February the 8th.
Oh, okay. And it was Bianca?
Yes, her name was Bianca.
All right. Well, hold on. Just
call the number back. But I haven't got anybody within the past 3 or 4 days.
Okay, so she contacted you on February 28th and told you that you had to quarantine for 2 weeks and that she would send you documentation for your employer.
Correct.
And for school. All right, well, hold on just a moment.
Well, for work.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm still waiting for a response, so just hang on for me, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, just a moment. I am still trying to find that information for you, so don't give up on me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, just hold on. I'm still working on that. So hold, I'll get an answer for you.
Okay.
Now, what health department, I mean, what county do you live in?
I live in Madison County.
Okay. All right. It's possible that call might have come from Madison County. Because from the information go ahead.
Go for it.
Because I'm on the website of the Department of Public Health, Alabama, adph.org, and I'm looking at the contact tracing link, and it just says, so there are some things you can do in the fight against COVID-19 to keep you, your health, your family, and your community safe. It says to pick up the phone when your health department calls. So that tells me that it might be someone from the, your local health department to call you.
Okay. She just had a 205 number, so I just thought it came from the actual department, like the health
department. Oh, I got you. Now, it probably came from your, from the location, from the local health department.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, if you need more information on that, you can go to our website and just follow the links for the COVID-19. And that has a plethora of information for you.
Okay. And in order to get in contact with someone, I should call Madison County?
I would call Madison County first and see if they would be able to provide you with more information and let them know that you did receive a call from Bianca. Bianca could be an employee there. Okay. All right. Now, oh, you're very welcome. And like I said, you can call the Alabama Department, check our website at adph.org or the cdc.gov, and they'll be able, and that those sites will be able to provide you with a lot more information.
Okay.
All right. Now, I hope I've been able to help. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a great afternoon.
Okay.